So for today and tomorrow, we shall practice loving kindness meditation. But for those who want to practice anapana from the very beginning to the end, it's fine. But for those who are not comfortable with anapana, I advise you to try loving kindness first to make your mind happy, comfortable, soft, gentle. Then anapana become very easy for you. Okay. So loving kindness, we call metta in Pali, is one of the four protective meditation. What are the four protective meditation? Metta, recollecting the virtues of the Buddha, contemplate the impurity of the body, and the last one, recollecting death. It's called protective meditation because metta protects you from harm. A person who has metta is welcome, is loved by everyone, including the heavenly beings. So when you are loved by everyone, you are protective, you are protected by the harm from others. Therefore, it's extremely useful to practice loving kindness meditation. And this metta or loving kindness meditation is also one of the four sublime abiding. What are the four sublime abidings? Loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy or appreciative joy, and the last one, equanimity. Metta is called sublime abiding because when you practice metta, you experience a lot of happiness and joy, as though as if you are a heavenly beings experiencing the sublime happiness. Okay, so traditionally we practice loving kindness meditation start with I. May I be happy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I look after myself happily. This is traditional way of practicing loving kindness meditation. However, since so many teachers teach this traditional way, I'm not here to teach you the same thing. I will teach you something very different and yet very useful. So first, as a Buddhist, we understand there is no self, right? So what is this self? Self is only conventional truth. What actually exists is mind and body. Only these two, mind and body. So when sending this love, metta, loving kindness, we divide I, myself, to two parts. May this body be well and balanced. But body is also conventional truth. So I don't want to use the word body. What composes the body? Four elements. Four elements are ultimate truth. Body is only concept. So you should say, may this four elements be well and balance. Only when the four elements are not balanced, the body falls sick. So first you keep attention to the body, mentally you recite, may these four elements be well and balanced. Why not using body? Because I wish you, I want to help you to understand the ultimate truth of this body, so that you will not attach, attached to this body as permanent self. So while practicing this loving kindness meditation, you are at the same time reach the ultimate truth, which is in vipassana. So I integrate loving kindness with vipassana. This is something different from what other people teach. And I have tried it with my students, it works very well. Because for many people, especially for Americans, when I ask them to send loving kindness to themselves first, they say, may I be well and happy. Most of them fail to send love to themselves. Why? Because they told me they have so much self-hatred, they just cannot send love to themselves. Later on, I change. May these four elements be well and balanced, and may this mind element be happy, peaceful, and contented. And they reported to me, very good. They can meditate very well. So this is one of the reasons I teach differently from other people. Secondly, also help you to understand the ultimate goal of our practice is to see things as they really are. What are the things as they really are? Four elements make up the body, and the mind element make up your mind. So first, you start our this self. I want to break down the self. Therefore, I use four elements and mind element. Buddha say, there are six elements. Four elements, earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. And number five, mind element. And the sixth, space element. Today, we will not use space element. Now we practice five elements. So first, you pay attention to your body, but you understand the body is made up by four elements. Please bear in mind the four elements. I repeat, earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. But what is earth element? Whatever has hardness and harsh or roughness in the body is called earth element. You just remember this. Your bone is hard, therefore your bone has earth element as predominant factor. Then whatever has flowing, characteristic of flowing, is water element. Your blood is flowing, urine is flowing, saliva is flowing, tears, sweat, and so on. Then you contemplate it as water element. Then whatever has temperature is called fire element. Your bodily temperature, 37 degrees This is called fire element. And the last one, whatever has supporting force, that is wind element. Because of wind element, you can sit erect. You can stand, you can walk. So, when you focus your mind on the body, then mentally say, may these four elements be well and happy. Remember? Okay. And there are two ways to practice this sending loving kindness to your body. One is you take the whole body as one, as a whole. So you just keep attention to the body as whole. Then mentally say, may these four elements be well and balanced. Again and again. Slowly. If you do it harshly, your mind gets tired. And the alternative way is you can scan the body from top of the head and scan down. May these four elements be well and balanced. Scan down again and again up to the soul. Then again, from top of the head, scan down up to the soul. Mentally say, may these four elements be well and balanced. The benefit of scanning the body is it makes your health, it makes your body healthy. Why? Because according to the theory of qi, Chinese emphasize a lot of qi. The Qi Gong say that where the mind reaches, the Qi follows. So if you move your mind from top of the head down to the soul, your mind is moving, follow the structure of the body, and the Qi following your mind. And this Qi is not impure Qi. Is pure qi. And the pure qi scan through the body, it will remove all the block energy in the body. So it's a fantastic way of self-healing. Heal yourself. So you can see, so this practice first, you develop love to yourself and you heal your body. You make your physical body healthy. And the third, you reach ultimate truth. So people say one arrow, two birds. I say one arrow, three birds. Okay. So you can choose either one. Either you focus the whole body as a pay attention to the whole body as a whole, or you scan slowly. Scanning is extremely good for your health. Later on you can see the qi follow you. Then you are energized your body. But sometimes while scanning again and again, you may feel tired because your mind is keep on moving. So at that time you can take the body as a whole. Don't move the mind. For those who have very poor health, I advise you scan the body. Okay? This is the body part. Now we come to the mind element. Now I want you to send your love to your mind element. You keep the attention around the heart area here. Then mentally say, may this mind element be happy, peaceful, and contented. Whatever words that suits you more, or whatever words that you need more to improve yourself. You can use that one. May I be peaceful? May I be happy? May I be contented? Whatever words you like to use. But use a positive word. Don't use a negative one. Word also can produce energy. So if you use a positive word, then it gives you better energy to the body. So say again and again. Mentally, softly, gently, and slowly. Send the love to yourself. Why should we start with self first? If you cannot love yourself, how can you expect to love others? It's not practical. Buddha said, we love ourselves best. So you must learn how to love yourself first before you can love others. So when your mind comes to happy state, peaceful and contented, then you understand all beings love to be happy, peaceful and contented. Only then you can arouse your love to other people. Because you understand how the healthy body and the happy mind bring you peace and bliss. Then you extend your love to other people. Only then you truly understand the purpose of practicing loving kindness meditation. Okay, so you can divide your sitting, because sometimes we sit 1 hour, sometimes we sit 1.5 hour, sometimes we sit 1 hour and 15 minutes. You can divide your time half to the body, to the four elements in this body, and half to the mind element. And for those after practicing for sometimes, you may feel that sending love to mind element are more effective, are more fruitful for you. Then you can emphasize more on mind element. But some people feel that I send this loving kindness to my body, the four elements, I feel better. My mind is more peaceful. Then you should focus more. But you have to do two. Because we have both body and mind. So do one is not enough. Two, you have to emphasize on four element and the mind element. But you can pay longer time, duration to which element you feel most comfortable. Is it clear? Okay. So, any question before we start? If there's no question, this is some reminders. As I also do walking meditation, sometimes I walk here and there. When you see me, please pretend not seeing me. You don't have to hold the palm, you don't have to, half bow, no. Just pretend not to see me. I will not say you are impolite, okay? Because we understand we are in meditation retreat. What is most important is to keep your attention to the meditation subjects all the time. That I like most. Not by holding the palm to me. Okay? So, the key to the success, I have to share with you. The key to the success for your retreat is to be mindful all the time. From the very beginning, when you open your eye, 4:30 on the bed. The moment you open the eye, the first thought must arise. Start meditation. Not come to the hall only you start meditation. Right? The moment you open your eye on the bed on 4:30, if you wake up at 4 o'clock, then the moment you open the eye, you must remind yourself, start your meditation now. Until 9:30 or 9 o'clock when you lie on the bed. If you can practice in this way, from the waking hour until you fall asleep with mindfulness, then you are bound to success. But if you only meditate in the hall, other time you let your mind wander here and there, you let your eye seeing here and there, then you are half success. And we understand, you come here for the progress. The progress lies on your effort to be mindful. What do I mean, mindful? If you practice loving kindness meditation, you keep your attention on this loving kindness meditation subject all the time. Even you go to the toilet, may this mind element be happy. Even you brush your teeth, may this four element be well balanced. Whatever you do, you don't forget your meditation subject. This is called mindful all the times. Okay. And sometimes for some yogi, they may come late in the hall. Don't rush. Some people become very rushed when they come late, they prap and come into the hall. No. Nobody will say, nobody will find fault in you if you are late. But if you are very unmindful and create a lot of sound that disturb others, then you are in fault. So I don't mind you late, but I care that whether you are mindful or not. So when you come late, it's okay, no one will, because everybody is caring for their own meditation subject. So nobody will find fault in you. You come in slowly. Walk slowly. Don't disturb other people. And during the retreat, you are advised to slow down your action. You have to do everything in slow action, slow movement. Only then you know what is happening in your mind. If you do very fast, your mind becomes very restless and you don't even know. And at this time, many defilements can enter into your mind. And if your mind is obsessed with defilements, you find it difficult to concentrate. So slow down your action so that you can catch up with your mind, with your meditation subject. This is also the key to success. Okay, about a walking meditation. Walking meditation also, when you walk, you don't have to pay attention to the feet because we are not practicing mindfulness on daily activities. We are practicing mindfulness on loving kindness meditation. So when you walk, if you walk outside, you can walk surrounding the building outside here. If you want to walk fast, you can walk outside. But if you walk inside, please walk slowly. So you choose. You want to walk fast, once in a while you walk fast to exercise the body, it's fine. Okay? So you want to walk fast, walk outside the building, surrounding the building. But if inside the hall, try to walk a little bit slow. Okay? And while walking, also keep your mind on loving kindness meditation subject. Another one. I need to say something about your good friend, pain. Because as you know, sometimes we have to sit 1.5 hours, sometimes we have to sit 1 hour, more than 1 hour. So very soon you get the pain. The moment you feel pain, as long as you can endure the pain, then you just ignore the pain. But when the pain affect your concentration, you cannot keep the loving kindness anymore. Then you should change posture. Don't suffer the pain. Move a little bit or change your posture a little bit. If still cannot, you get up and sit on the bench beside. You can sit on the bench and meditate. But so long the pain, you can endure it. You endure it. Ignore it. Keep attention on the meditation subject. Only when your mind is not focusing well on a meditation subject, the pain affects you. If your mind can concentrate well on a meditation subject, you won't feel the pain. Because one mind cannot focus on two things. Every morning I sit 3 hours. I never feel pain. Because mind is focused on the meditation subject. Okay? And while you are walking, now let's say you walk, because the nature of the mind is wander here and there. So you may feel that even though you are walking, but the mind is going somewhere. It's not on the meditation subject. The moment you know, stand still. Don't walk. Stand still, pull back your mind to the wandering thought. Pull back your mind and radiate loving kindness. Only then you start to walk again. So the moment you feel that the mind has wandered off, stand still. Then call back your meditation subject, radiate the love to yourself, then start to walk again. If your mind is restless and you keep on walking, then the mind will not come back to the meditation subject. So you got to stand still, tell yourself, arouse your effort again, be mindful again, then you walk again. Okay? So today, the group interview will start. The list has been put outside there. And the personal interview, you sign up, and personal interview will start tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Okay, so let's start now. Yes. Balance.
But you're not just saying the word, observing your body, the four elements, or not necessary?
Not necessary to observe the four elements.
So just have eyes?
Yes, yes, yes.
So kind of continuing with the
eyes? Yes, yes, yes. Don't observe the four elements because we are not practicing four elements meditation. You said may this four elements just to remind you the body is made up by four elements only. So you will not get too attached to the body as well. Yes, may these four elements be well and balanced again and again, slowly. And to make this loving kindness successful, you must soften the mind. Soften the mind. Make your mind as soft as baby. If you cannot make your mind as soft as baby, you being a mother, you must know how baby's mind. If you can make your mind as soft as baby, then the meditation becomes very easy for you. It's because our mind is so much tension that we cannot cope with the meditation subject. May the mind element be peaceful, happy, or whatever words you want, you use. Soft, gentle, and so on. Yeah, separately. Any other question? Yes?